Blog Talk Radio.
Function closely related with sexual reproduction.
introduction. Odors might be can of male ornament selected for by female choice. They meet the criteria Charles Darwin set out in the Descent of Man and selection in relation to sex. After many years of study, you all know I'm checking out Wikipedia, so I love to refer to Wikipedia. After many years of study, the importance of chemical communication in this area is becoming clear. Okay, mate choice and sexual selection. Males usually compete for scarce females, which make adaptive choices based on male traits. The choice can benefit the female directly and or genetically. An example is female tiger moth. Choosing males that produce the most pheromone, an honest signal of the amount of protective alkaloids the male has, as well as indicator of the size of female offspring. Females fertilized by such males lay more eggs. Male cockroaches form dominant hierarchies based on pheromone badges, while females use the same pheromone for male choice. Which sex should call? In most species, the non-limiting sex calls. Some female moths signal, but this is cheap, low risk. It means the male has to fly to her. High risk. The mirrors communication with other sensory modalites. Example, male frogs croak. Male birds are usually colorful. Male long-range pheromone signals may be associated with patchy resources for the female. In some species, both sexes signal. Males can sometimes attract other males instead. So that explains some things. The sex pheromone acting as an aggregation of pheromone. External fertilization and chemical duets. It is likely that most externally fertilized species, example, marine worms or sea urchins, coordinate their sexual behavior, release of sperm and eggs through the pheromones. This coordination is very important because sperm are diluted easily and also die after a short amount of time. So that is just a quickie regarding of pheromones. And I was checking out, different articles regarding pheromones in men and women, and are they myths or reality, and so on. So this is some amazing articles that I've checked out regarding that topic. And, of course, there are fragrances and pheromones to help people. And that's one thing that Belinda would like to talk about. Talk about sex pheromones, but then also talk about the pheromones that she market and sell as an intimacy advisor with Slumber Party by BelindaBostic.com. And I'm looking at now, there's a fragrance called Sex Pheromones that you can find at sexpheromones.net. And they're saying, erotic from the bottle, the way to man's heart lies through a nose. Smell and passion, and they go to say that any feeling or originates in sense of smell, claims the French philosopher moralist Jean-Jacques Rousseau. This intuitive discernment of the middle of the 18th century has received today the scientific support of the colleagues of Munich Society of Rational Psychology have found out that good suitable smell promotes overcoming of a psychological barrier and increases your attractiveness for the person of an opposite sex. In particular, if you are the woman, your attractiveness in the opinion of a man at a correct choice of perfume can increase up to 240%. In usual language, it means the following. Perfumery is your faithful ally in struggle for attention from the desired partner. So has developed that women, due to the position in society, have gone far forward in this direction. They use the weapon of smell from time out of memory. Men still have too much to learn. What cologne does really match me? What impression does it make? these questions touch on psychological and physiological depth. Now, a couple of weeks ago, you know, when we were talking about dating for the holidays and being out there and then getting back out there, if you're reemerging in the dating world, when it was recommended that it's good for the woman to get that little black dress, did I not say for guys, fragrance? The fragrance makes a difference. Get that, you know, your cologne fragrance, the scent, it makes a difference. It does. You know, to me, a man's fragrance is what the little black dress is of. And I was just in awe yesterday at North Park Center visiting the gift store. Beautiful little black dresses. I thought, oh my God, I got to hurry up and get my bod back in the type of shape I want it to be in. You know, because I just adore the little black dress. But little black dresses are good for all women of all sizes, to be honest. You have to get the little black dress that is the right dress, you know. So, most definitely. But back to this. For the development of a civilization, the nose plays the lesser role in human life. The modern person receives 70% of impressions through eyes. The sense of smell is the most sensitive and most rigorous of all five feelings. For fractions of a second, olfaction passes its definitive, unappealable sentence. In the way of olfactory sensation, into limbic system, the central control office of all five feelings, is not so long. This zone of our brain is connected with a straight line, and with those 5 square centimeters of a mucous membrane in our top nasal conchus, where olfactory receptors are located. Visual, tactile, and acoustic sensations get into the limbic system in a roundabout way through the branched network of nervous system. The limbic system of the brain not only manages our emotions, fear, pleasure, grief, passion, but also regulate our hypothalamus, I haven't pronounced that in a long time, activity, which, as it is known, releases sexual hormones. And as having received the necessary information from olfactory receptors, gives a signal of alarm. Besides, the limbic system plays an important role in coordination of activity of near and distant memory. It explains why some smells cause pleasant or unpleasant memories. In our consciousness, many events and people register together with certain smells. Smells can influence in the most unexpected ways. All depends on the first impression connected with them. And that is why a sex bomb is sweet and well-known. Chanel in 5 doesn't have any chances of success with the young man whose dreadful aunt was in the habit to use this perfume. Tastes differ. This saying is still more suitable for the smells. One and the same perfume makes one feel delight and another causes sickening disgust. But nevertheless, some smells influence everyone in a similar way. Let's say the majority of men like the smell of vanilla and sandalwood and the smell of a lemon have tonic and aphrodisiac effect on them. The most sexual and erotic smells are considered to be the following: ambergris, musk, chevet, patchouli, rose, wild strawberry, raspberry, an apple, and a cedar tree. It is not for nothing that the majority of male and female perfumery is made on their basis. The curious story concerning pheromone has happened. This substance is some kind of aromatic sexual bait secreted in a human body. Manufacturers decided the perfume on the basis of pheromones will influence an opposite sex irresistibly. Despite lacking commercial success, pheromone can become a component of new perfume. The thing is in finding reasonable proportions. Experiments with animals have shown that pheromone can justify its use in everyday life. We have to deal with people constantly. I need to sip some water. My coffee is not close to me. I drink coffee. You all didn't know that. I love hot chocolate, hot cocoa. And they're here to say have different smells. it is especially important in love affairs. The relations will hardly last long if one of the partners doesn't like the smells of another. So researchers of perfumery have found out that very often change in relations also causes change in perception of smells. Neither perfume nor deodorants are able to help in the most critical cases. By the way, women usually change their perfume after rupture or divorce, and men willingly present their new girlfriend with perfume of their former beloved. But let's talk about harmonious relations. Expert psychologists consider that the strong relations and long friendships have strong olfactory bases. Only the pleasant smell is capable to create atmosphere of affinity, warmth, and mutual trust. It is put in the human from the first hours of life. The baby finds a parent breath in the dark on smell. We learn in the childhood what is well and what is bad for our nose. But the babe in arms often smells neither good nor bad, and only from parents he learns what is bad and what's good. Gradually, smells in our consciousness connect with experiences and memories, and are stored in memory in the form of certain catalog to which we throughout our life will address for inquiry. It is scientifically established that smart people have sharper sense of smell than stupid ones, and that women are more sensitive to smells than men. Their hormonal system, first of all, reacts to a smell, and they, in the truest sense of the word, are capable to feel the partner's emotions and frequently his dawning estrangement. How many smells is the person capable to distinguish? The scientist doesn't have the now common opinion. Talented noses can distinguish about 2,000 shades of smells. Normal people are limited approximately to 290 various aromas. In a perfume shop with a good choice, you can find approximately the same quantity of fragrance, various fragrances, so the choice is not so simple. Good advice for buyers. It is better to visit perfume shops during afternoon. At this time, your nose is at peak of its form. Two, it is better to smell perfume, put on skin, on wrist, or on an elbow bend. There, the skin is warmer and odor spreads faster. You know, that's one thing, like, I've always liked, like, oils and pheromones also. And so that's why, like, if you put, like, those fragrance oils on, you know, because they're pretty potent. You know, you put them, about, like, behind your ears and on your wrist and stuff, places like that. For once, try three, maximum four various smells. After that, the nose mucous membrane bucks up and loses sensitivity. So try three, maximum four different smells. You don't want to go over when you're looking for that perfect scent. 20 minutes are enough for research of each smell. In this period, perfume is absorbed in the skin, and you have an opportunity to judge real aroma. Advice, try but buy only from the second attempt. Five, deodorants and aftershave lotions should be in the agreement with your cologne or do not contain and deodorants at all. Otherwise, aromatic hodgepodge will come off. Those who use day by day the same perfume or cologne are at risk of quickly trying the sense of smell, both their own and people around them. The habitual smell gradually ceases to be perceived at all. If a smell has strong impact on mood, it is advised for each meeting, depending on its purpose, to choose certain aromatic aura. It is usually red hot, of course, for dates. Okay, now this is just an article about pheromones from a website that promotes a fragrance that is called Sex Pheromones, and you visit sexpheromones.net. I just thought that was interesting. But let me go to my switchboard because Belinda might be with us now, and I hope so. So she has been researching sex pheromones, and she would like to inform us more about the pheromones that Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic had to offer. But I've always been intrigued, like I said before, regarding the topic. But, you know, I can't seem to get a news story off my mind that I had just heard and seen before beginning the show. And it was something that I talked about on the last broadcast. Did you all hear about the teenager that died from the flu? He became sick, like, on Christmas. And he died a few days later from influenza. And I remember I talked about that with you all on yesterday because I said I did not get out in that weather because I did not want to take risk of getting a cold or flu and how bad this flu and cold season has been. So I just seen the story on the ABC affiliate here in Dallas. And, you know, we have to, you all know it. I was talking about that. You have to do your best to, and it sounded like they did their best, you know, but he died from the flu, from influenza, and that's been going on badly. I know around this time last year, I was sick. I had the cold and flu, but literally, it felt like nearly 2 months. I know, no, I wasn't hospitalized, but it was just horrible. And I had gone years without ever having a cold or flu. Up until about 3 years ago, every holiday season, I had became sick. I haven't been sick this season. No, I hadn't intended on getting a flu shot, but no, I haven't gotten a flu shot yet. So I'm praying that I don't have to. My mother had a bad hacking cough around right around the same time George Bush had his cough, but we managed to manage that, not to progress into a cold and a flu, and when she was taking her medicines, I was taking medicine to prevent any type of cold to come up on me. But I know if I had gone out in that weather Monday, cold and rainy, I probably wouldn't even be on air right now broadcasting. Probably could not travel back to Jackson, sick with a cold or flu. This stuff is serious. So it's very saddening to hear that, but one thing about it, his parents are, and loved ones and classmates are really letting people know that it's really important to get the flu shot, vaccination, and to really do your best to take care of yourself. So again, thank you for listening to Matters of the Heart, because the Shock Entertainment Report.
I am a face of influenza.
I am a face of influenza.
I am a face of influenza.
Hi.
I am a face of influenza.
We all are faces of influenza. I'm a mom, and I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your health care provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
This is Janice Nolan for the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and it produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Oh, man, that amazes me every time I hear that PSA. I'm checking out Intimacy Advisor, friend of the show, Belinda Bostic's website, slumberpartiesbybelindabostic.com. So I'm just checking out like some of the specials and the pop sellers at her site. And, again, they do market pheromones because that's how I came to mention her, hey, come on the show and let's talk about pheromones, because she was researching it, and then she was saying that, you know, people don't have to worry if they feel they don't, their body does not produce their own pheromones the way they should, because Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic do market and sell pheromones also. And we're going to talk more on about sex pheromones and so on with the time that we do have left. But I'm just checking out some of the specials and some of the top sellers, and I'll share something that they have on the website. Here's a romance tip. Create a fantasy. What could be more exciting than having a sexy affair with your own partner? Use your slumber party. Oh, remember that word. Use your slumber party's lingerie to steam up the cleaning as a French maid, or to save the day as a naughty nurse. And specials are like the Love is Art kit. Then there's the Sexy Body Graffiti. And then there's the Spark is Cookbook. And, you know, cooking is fun. It's the Spark is Cookbook and so on and so on. And that happens to be the number one top seller also. Cooking is fun. So let me see right quick. What the Spark is Cookbook. Get your party started with some great recipes while helping Spark is. Slumber Parties actively restore character and spirit. The very special nonprofit organization founded by Slumber Parties. Sparkus Cookbook sales are used to raise funds for Sparkus outreach programs. For more information about the special organization, please visit sparkus.com. And so then that's like the number one seller. And it's a hearty collection of savory recipes from our distributors. And I bet those are some amazing recipes. I like to cook. You all like to cook, and it's a fun thing to do too, as a couple. Other top sellers, Just Like Me. It is the PhD Balance Vaginal Lubricant enhances the comfort and ease of sexual activity. It is non-irritating, water-based, and safe to use with all latex barrier birth control methods. It reacts to moisture and reactivates the body's natural fluids, making it an ideal all-purpose lubricant for any other situation. And then there's the... Since she's not here with us, going over some of the hot products at the website of Mama Parties by Belinda, bystick.com. Here's Stress Away. Effortlessly glide away the knots and tension from aching muscles with two sets of spheres and a solid design with the Stress Away. The massager glides smoothly over the body. Try with any of our massage lotions to add the intensity of your massage. Then, there's the Chubby G. The Chubby G is considered a bedroom accessory. It is the soft, sensuous, waterproof, multi-speed G-spot vibe. It's ribbed and packed with pleasure. It is designed to hit the G-spot and has a ring around the base to add sensation for the clitoris. You control the speed at the base, and it is quite powerful, and it's waterproof. Then there's the Body Dew Spray. Tropical. The natural environment, including water and the sun, can take out a lot of your skin. Refresh yourself with this luxurious, scented, quickly absorbing essential oil. Body Dew Spray lightly coats your skin to replenish oils you have lost. You will feel soft and moisturized all day with this product, available in four delightful scents: blissful berry, strawberry champagne, tropical breeze, and vanilla passion. So those are a few of like the top sellers. And Bath and Body Works, I stopped by, speaking of body products, picked up some nice items in North Park Center. Wow, those of you that were in Dillard's, man. I even put a video up of the Dillard's shoe department in North Park Center, because they had like a big sale, like 50% taking off the lowest markdown price. And I'm talking about there were entire families in there just doing their thing, getting those big sales, getting those good sales. Just amazing. The next product is Body Dew Spray Tropical Breeze. The natural environment, including water. Oh, I already did this one. Yeah. I had just finished it. But trying to, because some of you listening probably weren't dealing with yesterday evening. It's time in a bottle, the creme de menthe. This cream for him is designed to help attain a long lasting performance. When applied 10 minutes before sexual play begins, the cream has prolonged intercourse by slightly desensitizing the penis. So, those are a few of the top sellers at her website. Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostick.com. And also, if you look closely, you can see pheromones also that she marketed and sells there also. And I'm talking about Belinda Bostick, intimacy advisor, residing in Houston, Texas. Been an amazing Facebook BFF of mine and amazing friend of the show also. So you can friend her on Facebook. And but when you visit the website, you see all the information, how you can contact her, email her, and call her. If you have any questions, if you would like to host one of her Ultimate Ladies Night Out events, or if you would like to become an intimacy advisor also. But thank you all so much for your support and so on. I need to talk to Rich Ruffnick also. I have to meet with school today, and I am also job searching, and also there are prayerfully things work out. There are locators that are assisting me to finding digs for my pets and I. Because I'll be going back and forth. I'll be, things work out, I'll be like back in my tween days going back and forth and so on. But then in school, I'll be studying and working and, you know, doing my show and marketing my Mark Cosmetics. And also, you know, I love promoting. working with artists, and I am a creative. I'm an artist myself. So just getting out here and doing what we do, supporting each other and effectively networking one another. And I'm definitely in business mode. I just wanted to open my boutique salon, like getting any younger. I'm 44. So the best time to do it is right here. Write me right now. And my thing has always been to do it here, do it in Jackson, do it in New Orleans, other favorite places also that I've been to and haven't been to. My resolution is, you know, one of them is, you know, just go for it. Love God, take care, really take my health and fitness seriously, and network with others, develop and maintain personal and professional friendships, you know, and all that good stuff. And just being a better, always working tirelessly, being a better person than I was the day before. You know, I think, you know, seeking for perfection can never be perfect, but we can always be better. Oh, that sounds good. I like that. You know, but really, we can't be perfect, but we can always be better. We can always improve in some form or somewhere within our life, within our world. Right? I know. Okay. Here's Austin Brown, All I Need.
I brought you back home, I'm usually alone. My mom was like, who was that? Miss, you'll be gone in a minute, but you didn't, girl, you skunk. And I'm thinking to myself, ooh, wow, that's my luck. I'm thinking I want 7 kids, a dog, a pickup truck, made for good fishing. I'm wishing all on a fully flow that you will play Beyonce and call me Daddy Ho. You all off in my soul like the bubble on a night shoe. Girl, I might wipe you. Move your decimals in your bank account, change your life too. The fourth finger on your left hand needs some ice too. All we need is some vows, a preacher, and a Bible.
A raise of hands, my hands are up. If he When his uncles go back on the road, he should be go on tour with his uncles. Because he has his own sound, but hey, does he not also sound like his Uncle Michael? I know, I love it. And, of course, the person you hear rhyming in that song, Check Time Zone, David Banner, who I've known for ages. I worked briefly with him early back in the day when he was known as MC Dale. But I love that Austin Brown. He rocks.
Talk.
that was the slow jam, the R&B slow jam of the 80s, and now also, oh, my God. I love it when he says, looking for a reason. I mean, you're looking for a reason. Man, hey, we have a caller, so let's say hello and good morning and what's up to our caller. Hello, what's up? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Good morning. This right here, this is Lance. I'm saying I'm just enjoying that. You took me back with that song. That was my jam right there.
I love it.
Do me, baby, like you never done before. Oh, give it to me. That's my joint. That you can make some babies off of that. I'm just saying. That's what's up. I'm saying. How y'all doing this morning?
I'm great. How
wow.
are you? We talked before, haven't we?
I called, I think, a couple of months back. I forgot what the topic was, but I had to call in again. You guys talking about pheromones. And
yeah.
I love that, you know, because, like, you know, the people in the mall know about that, you know, by smells and colognes and perfumes, and they know how that affects us and whatnot, you know, because Valentine's Day coming up. I'm just saying. So,
exactly.
You know,
I love Valentine's Day.
So,
I like you do too.
I enjoy. It. I break up a day before Valentine's Day every year. I'm just saying. So you don't. I'm just playing. But I'm interested to hear you guys' opinion on these pheromone things. I just want to hear what you guys were talking about.
Well, it's me. My friend Belinda Bont, the friend of the show. I was scheduled to be on and talk about pheromones because she's an intimacy advisor, and visit her website of Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic.com. She sells a lot of intimacy products,
right.
And
well,
also you know pheromones. So I've always been intrigued by pheromones also. So she'll probably be on next Wednesday if she doesn't call in before the end of the broadcast because
is there a certain smell that turns you on. I got questions. Like, what is the smell? When you smell something, like, you'd be like, is it like food or is it like a perfume? What is it that turns Beth on? I got questions.
Well, of course there's food. But to me, when it comes to the opposite sex, I just love to smell a good smelling man. Period.
Right.
I think the heart is very important because a few weeks ago I was talking on doing the Matters of the Heart Wednesday, and to me, like the little black dress is so amazing to us, to the ladies. I recommend it for men, get that fragrance. You know,
exactly.
Find that perfect fragrance. And,
exactly.
And back to what you were saying, the people at the mall, they're experts. If you feel that you can't figure out your perfect scent, then
wow.
you talk to the experts.
Wow.
And ask them to assist you. Don't be shy. That's why they're there.
And I've experienced that. Like, you know, I wear Curves a lot. You know, I still with that old cologne Curve. That's been my go-to
Curves.
Joint. Because that's, I mean, you go into the bank or the post office, and that just turns y'all women on. I mean, you know, of course, everybody can't wear it. Don't smell the same on everybody, but on me, it smells real good.
You see, so you found your match. Exactly. That's why I don't hesitate to ask the people that market and sell colognes in the mall. That's why they're there. Hey, I need to find the perfect scent.
Exactly.
And I like a scent that's appealing to others, and especially that the ladies like. But even if you notice, you know, even just dealing with people, you like to smell that good scent. You know, just dealing with your peers, you like to deal
exactly.
with smell that good scent. But when it comes to romance, hey, we definitely like to smell that special scent.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said, you know, I definitely had a car. Cause like, you know, because with me, it's like, you know, when you smell it, I mean, it'll stop you in the middle of a conversation. I mean, you'd be like, what is coming? Who wearing that? Or, you know, and you're trying your best not to, you know, to have that tint in your pants. You try, you know, you say, you know what? I'm not now, not, don't do it to me now. Don't do it to me right now. I'm saying, but smell will affect a brother. We will get affected if you smell it good. Now, if you smell it bad, we get affected too.
That's
I'm just saying. See, that's a different kind of response right there. Y'all want to see that. Y'all want to see that. You know, but I'm saying, I'm just enjoying the show, and I definitely just want to holler and say Happy New Year to you, and I enjoy the ceremony discussion, and, you know, definitely going to be checking out your girl's site, and you know, because I just want to know about these pheromones, like, what can we do to trigger these pheromones in y'all, I mean, to make y'all, to turn y'all on?
Because on a romantic tip, and when we're talking love and relationship, you know, if it triggers our nose, you know what else it triggers.
It's
like, wow, you know, it triggers our nose. Just like you like that scent when it comes from that wait, where's that scent? I mean, a good smelling guy gets my attention. I mean, really. You know, really,
wow.
I compliment men all the time when, honestly, they smell good. I'm like, you smell great. You know?
Wow. It's like 4:30 in the morning here, so you must be smelling real good because I'm wild awake right now. I'm just saying.
But, you know, perfect. I mean, you know, you notice, and even if you're working professional with people, you notice when people smell good. But then back to when it comes to relationships and love, wow. You know, I guess
exactly.
that scent is what gets people together sometimes and keep people together. Back to what I was talking about, doing the best, because I've always been intrigued with the topic, too, like you. And speaking of Prince, you know, Prince has always been intrigued with that topic also, because I think he had his own collection of pheromones, like, years back. You know,
oh,
how important it is to have that certain scent, you know?
And a lot of people confuse that with love, you know, like they're attracted by somebody and they forget it's a chemical thing because everything in us is chemicals, you know, like if you get scared, you secrete what they call adrenaline, you know what I mean? And if you get horny, you secrete that other thing, I'm just saying, you know, so it's all about the chemicals. I'm with that. I'm saying. Well, I'm going to fall back and listen online, but Happy New Year to y'all, and I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, please, and Happy New Year to you also, and call in anytime. And if there's a topic you want to talk about and co-host with me, just let me know.
Well, that's what's up. Hey, y'all have a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you also.
Yes.
I love Valentine's Day also, so I'm glad you mentioned that. Wow, that's so cool. That was Lance calling us, and Lance has called in before, and he's an awesome guy, so I'm glad he called in. That just excites me. So you guys really do pay attention to how we smell, so that's good to know because, you know, we put a lot of effort into it also. And, you know, that's a whole other subject when we were talking about different body odors, you know, B.O. So I guess we could talk about that on another show of, you know, probably outside of Matters of the Heart on Wednesday. But I thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank Lance again for calling in, spending a few minutes with us. And also I want to thank Ebony Empress for inviting me on her show yet last evening. I thought I was going to be a no-show at first because I had been at North Park Center. And I was doing my best to get back to my hotel room so I could be prepared for the beginning of the show. But I didn't get in until later on, you know, I guess the show had been on probably about 45 minutes because I had been awaiting the, you know, the mall and the hotel transportation to get back. So that was a pretty neat show. A lot of her friends of her show, Real Talk with Jazz on Tuesday, and then Marriage Endgame broadcast is on Thursday. So we had a blast of a good time. A gentleman from Philadelphia and a gentleman from Washington, D.C., and a few other guests and we're in a chat room and online. First time I ever called in and talk, I'm usually in her chat room having a blast of a good time. So just want to thank her again for the amazing invite. Had a good, you know, a good time and so on. I just wish I could be more prepared. I was prepared, but because I was tardy, I was as prepared as I was, and kind of a little tired too. So again, I want to thank her for others. But we have a little bit more time to broadcast. The live streaming is going to stop in about a minute, but we'll play a little bit more music and also talk a little bit more talk. Here's Prince and Larry Graham.
Back then, what I know right now.
ensuring support for Prince and encouraging. And, you know, it's like the, remember when he was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2004. And that is another topic, because Kiss has not been inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I don't like saying, oh, that's wrong, but it makes you think, like, right? I know. But thank you, and post freely, post everything and all things related to Prince, Minneapolis Sound, so we can get this done. Hopefully he will be, get the number. You know, we submit everything on time, and his name would be named when they discuss the class of the next ones that would be getting their stars. All right? Right, I know that's a good thing. So I just wanted to play that song for those of you that have shown support and all that good stuff. And again, today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. If it's your anniversary, happy anniversary to you also. I remember my first marriage. I got married like in early January. I think like January 3rd, the day after my cousin's birthday. But, yeah, but I cannot wait to be legally single from this second marriage. Long marriage. Gonna celebrate. Celebration. but, again, if today's your birthday, happy birthday. I want to talk about celebrity birthdays before we conclude. I have a busy day ahead, too, so I guess it's important for me to go ahead and do my thing. Oh, there's an email from Lewis Howes. And also, speaking of Lewis Howes, remember to check out my friend Lewis's Sports Executive Association member like I, and also at blogtalkradio.com host also Mike Scott's show today. You know, it's a parent network, and Parents Supporting Parents, PCP. I think it broadcasts at 12 noon today or in the afternoon, but Mike Scott's show will be on Wednesday. I'll post it on my page and tweet it out so you all can know, because he has an awesome show. He's an awesome guy. His son, some of you are familiar with his son, Mike Scott Jr., who plays for, he's a rookie with the Atlanta Hawks this season, and he's doing an exceptionally great job also. So I just want to thank you on that for supporting the show. And I need to open this email from Lewis Howes and see what he's talking about, because he is always inspiring. I was preparing to talk about celebrities' birthdays, but let's see what he's talking about. Let me make sure that it's one for everyone, not just geared to me. I know, I might read something I don't need to read out in public. Okay, the truth about 2013, Lewis Howes says, I'll be honest with you, 2012 was not my best year, not by far. I felt pretty much the entire year I wasn't, until last week that I realized a few personal professional relationships control the entire outcome of the year for me. It's true, and I hate to admit it, but 2012 was a year of fear. Not Lewis Howes, who encouraged and motivated us all. I was completely afraid. The sad part is I wasn't even aware of it. I didn't know how to control my emotions, my feelings, and my actions while I was entirely based out of fear. It was a crippling feeling, and it was really itty. To be honest, he says the itty. However, it was the best year of growth I've ever had. Usually that's what happens when you experience what he mentioned earlier. And for that, I am so grateful for 2012 and all the lessons I learned that I can now use in any situation in the future. For me, everything happens for a reason. And as long as you are working on becoming the best version of yourself at all times, then you'll be led in the right direction to learn what you need. And that's what I was just mentioning earlier in the broadcast. You know, we can't be perfect. You know, as much as we would love to be, and some of us do look at ourselves as perfect, but we can be better. And so Lewis says, and you can tweet him at Lewis Howes, and check out his website at lewishowes.com, and his name is spelled H-O-W-E-S, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, Howes. Top 10 Lessons of 2012. And he has an article, and he also, you can check out some of my writing. I'm going to at Sports Networker in the near future. Check out this article I just published where I talk about the fears I've overcome and all the biggest challenges and lessons I learned in 2012. So I'm not going into the article yet, but he writes for Forbes. And he says, my top 10 important lessons of 2012 are what's next. And, well, I guess I will read it. But what's next, he says, I've got some cool things coming out this month. He has a podcast on iTunes called The School of Greatness, where he interviewed elite athletes and celebrities and thought leaders on greatness. He says he's also pretty pumped and have about 7 interviews with serious ballers already done and a great ready to listen to these bad boys when it comes out. And two, he, of course, he has his YouTube business show, and you also check it out. Lewis House is very congruent with where you can find him in the social networking circuit. And remember, and also he's a LinkedIn guru. And he has books about properly networking on LinkedIn, so check him out also on LinkedIn. At first, I thought my audio had gone. I guess not, but it sure appeared to have gone. But I guess not. Let's see. Okay, there. Wait a second. Okay, I thought my audio had gone, but something had happened. He has a YouTube business show where he'll be showing us more inside of his life and business, and while sharing great tips and lessons on how to live a better life by running a successful business. He said he's stoked about this video and he loved it, and it would be a great experiment. He's also going to be working on a few other things, which he'll be sure to share with us all when it's time. And it's going to be a great year, and he hopes that we are ready for it, such as he is and I am, and let go of fear, and it doesn't serve you. And let me see what this article says. Because it's all about happiness. It's all about matters of the heart, right, of being happy. He reminds me of Tony Robbins. And he's an athlete, and then he played professional football with the Arena League until he was injured. And so he was, like, ass out. Didn't have any money, like, 3 years ago. 3-4 years ago, he didn't have any money, sleeping on his sister's couch. Then he and his friend, best friend, partner Sean Malarkey, they started hosting webinars and authoring books. And but when they started hosting webinars is when they became millionaires in only a few years. So even from zero to becoming a millionaire in only matters of a few years. So he says right here that life is an interesting journey. One day you think you finally got it all figured out, and the next moment something unexpected happens, which completely shatters your reality. Every year should be a year of growth and goals, but 2012 has taught me that life doesn't always go according to plan, which in itself is one of the most powerful lessons we can learn. I don't know where your struggles or triumphs were this year, but for me, every area of my life was challenged, beginning with my personal and professional relationships and then moving into my health and business. 2012 was a relentless teacher, but like Friedrich Nietzsche said, that which does not kill us makes us stronger. And this article is on his website, lewishiles.com. He said, here are the 10 top things I've learned for 2012. And Lewis says that, number one, balance your emotions. Never allow your emotions to run your life. It's okay to feel things, but don't allow your feelings to take charge. This is a powerful lesson I had to relearn this year as I allowed my emotions to take control of a few areas of my life. I like to remind myself how the best quarterbacks in the NFL play when they're under pressure. It doesn't matter how great or terrible the game is going. They remain focused and move confidently towards the goal. Two, fuel your body with amazing nutrition. Make no mistake, your body is a machine. If you want to be a high-performing individual in sports, business, and life, you need to feed your body the proper fuel. I strongly recommend the documentary Food Matters. It will change the way you approach food by understanding how it shapes your body and mind. Three, charge your life with physical power. Challenging your body with a workout program that works for you will help in so many areas of your life. The same discipline and commitment it takes to finish a workout are the same skills needed to follow through with anything else that you want in life. CrossFit played a huge role in getting me through my hardest moments of 2012. And then he has an article that he says that one should check out by Dan Martell on why CrossFit is the workout choice for entrepreneurs. Commend yourself to being physically challenged, one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. But if you don't think you can stay committed, get a coach. Coaching is one of the best ways to keep yourself motivated and experience growth. I highly recommend reading and following anything by Bob Harper, Jamie Eason, John Romanello, or Adam Bornstein to help whip you into shape. And then it's four, your brand is your reputation, and your reputation is your brand. An incredible website or catchy mission statement. Are no substitutes. Simply for an outstanding reputation, choosing to build a reputation on honesty, service, and being a man or woman of your word will build your brand faster and stronger than any social media tool or seminar. No matter which direction your professional life goes, you always take your reputation with you. So ask yourself, what do I want to be known for? That's a good point. Five, give, give, give. The great Zig Ziglar said you can get everything in life you want if you would just help enough of other people get what they want. I've noticed the more I give unconsciously to others, I'm somehow supplied and everything I need. This doesn't mean you should go around helping people with an expectation of getting something in return. Your spirit of giving should remain pure with no strings attached, but don't be surprised if unexpected blessings show up in your life. Next, focus on self-growth. It can be a scary thing to look deep inside yourself and face who you really are. Most people look away or distract themselves by accumulating toys, chasing praise, or pursuing pleasure. But in order to grow, you must first accept who you are and where you need to change. 2012 was a year of deep change for me, but it was much needed work that only I could do. Everyone has fears, issues, and things that hold them back, but have the choice to face those fears or walk away. I suggest making 2013 a year of facing your fears. Most definitely, I'm doing that, you know, really. Seven, invest in yourself. Investing in healthy foods, coaches for both fitness and business will have a massive ROI. We are products of what we consume, so pay close attention to the foods you eat, the books you read, and the people you hang around with. Your goal should be to become the best version of yourself, and it's impossible to do without investing in yourself. Most definitely. Like, you invest in other things. Eight, relationships are everything. Maintaining strong relationships is important, but you've got to be picky with the types of people you're building a relationship with. Are they holding you back? Are they supportive of your efforts and pursuing their own growth as well? The last thing you need in your life is someone who makes you feel like crap, exactly, for trying to move your life forward. So be honest with yourself and with others and let people know exactly what you need and what you are willing to give in any type of relationship. Distance yourself from those that aren't supporting you and focus more on those that do. I do exactly that. Nine, show others you care. Theodore Roosevelt said people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Here's a secret. I've never been the smartest guy in the room. I didn't have the best grades in high school, and it took me almost 7 years to graduate college. But I learned very quickly that people care more about who you are once they feel you care about who they are and what they want. I'm happy to share my success with others, and I do my best to demonstrate I truly care about the hopes and dreams of my audience. Every human being has hopes, fears, and struggles. You might be surprised at some of the things I struggle with. I'm sure I'll be surprised with some of your struggles, too. So the way I see it, we're in this together. And 10, be grateful. There's no such thing as too much gratitude. We should never underestimate the power of gratitude in our lives, nor should we stop finding things to be grateful for. Every luxury, comfort, and freedom you enjoy today is a result of someone else's courage and innovation in the past. Continue to focus on being happy for the things you have and stop paying attention to the selfish voices in your head to point out the places you lack. As I mentioned earlier, your goal should be to create the best version of yourself. So don't go chasing anyone else's dreams and don't allow yourself to be controlled by your own fears and emotions. We're in this thing together. Let's crush 2013. And then he asked at the end, what's your big fear that you want to overcome and the big goal you want to accomplish in 2013? And he asked for those of us to share our thoughts also. So that is an amazing writing. Thank you so much, Lewis. So those are some good points that he has made. So that is great. So I'm thanking him right quick for this email and letting him know that I shared it with the listening audience. Yep. So I'm thanking him right quick. Wow. I still have that email open. There, just sent it off. So it's near time to conclude, and like I said before, I have a busy day. I want to shout out my friends, Mike That Dude Smith, Ridge Roughneck, Clifton Antoine Fuji Spears, Patrick, my friends here in Big D, many I have not gotten a chance to see, but we're networking and praying and having a good time. But I've met some new friends, and the staff here are so nice also. Really, it's cold. We went to here. It was like 25 degrees like an hour ago. So it's not a rainy day, but I think it's going to be a beautiful day. And a big shout out to Deshaun Brown, my friend here who has her own catering business. Deshaun's celebrity catering. Quentin Coleman, comedian here, who is, I can't wait to check out some of his shows in the near future. And also my friends, the Sexy Guys at LeBaire Dallas. Wow. I would love it if I could make it to their show tonight. That would be heaven. but I need to handle my business stuff this morning and, hey, and all that good stuff. And, I'm a promoter and stuff like that, but I need to have some fun, too, at LeBaire Dallas. Because the Mavericks play in Miami. I thought that's where they played at first, and then I was beginning to think that they were playing Miami here. But they do play the Hornets on Saturday, but I won't be here. But those of you that do attend that game, that should be a good one, most definitely. Okay, celebrity birthdays. Today is Kate Bosworth's 30th birthday, actress. Jim Baker, former TV evangelist, 73. Dennis Hastert, former House Speaker, 71. Jack Hanna, TV host, is 66. Tia Carrera is 46. Cuba Gooding Jr. is 45. Christy Turlington, supermodel, 44. Taye Diggs, a beautiful man, 42. Paz Vega, 37. Actor Daz Shepherd is 38. He is so funny to me. And also today in history, courtesy of AP and Dallas Morning News, DallasNews.com, Senator John F. Kennedy of Massachusetts announced his candidacy for the Democratic presidential nomination. 1492, the leader of the last Arab stronghold in Spain, surrendered to Spanish forces loyal to King Ferdinand II and Queen Isabella I. 1788, Georgia became the fourth state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. In 1900, Secretary of State John Hay announced the open-door policy to prompt trade with China. 1935, Bruno Hauptmann went on trial in Flemington, New Jersey, on charges of kidnapping and murdering the infant son of Charles and Ann Lindbergh. He was found guilty and executed. 1965, the New York Jets signed University of Alabama quarterback Joe Namath for a reported $400,000. 1974, President Richard Nixon signed legislation requiring states to limit highway speeds to 55 miles per hour. I remember that. 1981, police in Sheffield, England, arrested Peter Sutcliffe, who confessed to being the Yorkshire Ripper, the serial killer of 13 women. 1991, Sharon Pratt Nixon was sworn in as mayor of Washington, D.C., becoming the first African-American woman to head a city of Washington size and prominence. And then in 2006, a methane gas explosion at the Sago Mine in West Virginia trapped 13 miners underground for more than 40 hours. Only one survived. in 08, oil prices soared $100 a barrel for the first time. Wow. So, again, thank you for tuning in and supporting Matters of the Heart. It's Cutter Shock Entertainment Reports. It's been fun, but it's time to conclude. And hopefully I'll be able to squeeze in one more song. But again, thank you. So I'm headed back to the switchboard so we can conclude the show. And I do have a very active day planned. Let's see. So thank you. And remember to follow me on Pinterest, Pinterest.com, CultureShockBath, and also I'm at Tumblr, CultureShockInkBath.tumblr.com. And also Twitter, at Beth Williams, BethWMS, CultureShockInk, KultureShockENT. And also my Twitter handle name is Beth Mark Girl, for all things Mark Cosmetics, Mark by Avon. So, again, I thank you, and we'll go ahead and close out the show with my friend Albie Sher with I Love It Pappy. Hey, love that song. So be good until next time. Tomorrow will be terrific Thursday, and I'll be broadcasting tomorrow morning bright and early. We won't, it'll probably be like a 30-45 minute show. But again, thank you and God bless. You are appreciated. And spread love and spread those smiles. But don't let nobody run over you also. You're nobody's rug. Meh. Also, shout out to my mother, my family, my sister, and her kids, my sister's friends here, friends and loved ones here. Just a big shout out to loved ones and family and friends, and thank you, those that are very supportive, from my off and online friends, and those that appreciate me supporting them. Thank you. You know, it's good when people appreciate you for supporting them also. So thank you, because, you know, any and all relationships are give and take. So thank you.
My favorite.